Hi, this is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Education. On this podcast program, I interview a variety of leaders, administrators, and educators on topics relating to classical Christian education and its ongoing recovery and renewal in the 21st century. Archives of previous interviews can be found at our blog and podcast site at www.insideclassicaled.com. This is Chris Perrin with Inside Classical Education. Recently, I had a conversation with Ken Myers of Mars Hill Audio, in which he addressed the question of what is human flourishing, or the Christian paideia, and how it relates to the enterprise of education. What follows is part of that conversation. As we're talking about this, it strikes me that we have a limited vocabulary to even utilize to talk about some of these things. I was reading Cardinal Newman recently on the university, and he says there's no English word that really denotes intellectual health. You know, we have the word health and sanity and so forth, but we don't have anything that really describes what it means to be intellectually healthy.
Right.
So we have to talk around it a bit. And the idea of a fully encultured, developed soul or human in the church, we use a lot of words. And yet, one word that seems to work in Greek is paideia, where Paul says that we're to raise up our children in the training or the paideia of the Lord. And that word being rich and calls to mind all of the Greek concepts of raising up a Greek citizen from the time they were a child to adults. So in the renewal movement, classical Christian renewal movement, the word paideia is starting to become one of those words.
Yeah.
It involves that broad concept of a community, church, family, and school collaboratively working together.
Yeah, it's interesting how the phrase human flourishing, I hear more and more also, which I think is trying to get, at the absence. They're looking not just at intellectual health, but looking at a kind of, I mean, in a sense, I think what they mean is what the scriptures mean by blessedness, really. Mm-hmm. But that there's a kind of a wholeness and a proper order. I think of the word harmony again, which has that kind of rich association. But I do think that, there is an effort to, I think partly as more and more Christians realize that under the influence, I think, of modernity, we have truncated our understanding of what salvation is. We've truncated our understanding of what new life in Christ causes. And so I think people are realizing that this restoration that's involved in redemption, that salvation is a bigger thing than just getting your ticket punched for heaven, and that it actually has consequences for every aspect of our being, both socially and in the inner life. And so and again, the renewing of your minds, I mean, I think that Paul, back to Cardinal Newman's point about intellectual health, the renewing of your minds, again, we tend to say, that means getting the right checklist worldview. We got to have, we're just changing our worldview list. But what if, in fact, the renewing, he's talking about the refreshing or the, or the, you know, something like that kind of, maybe renewed minds is the closest we could come, at least in a biblical term. But it doesn't, you're right, and he's right, it doesn't have that kind of, doesn't mean enough to us.
Ken Myers of Mars Hill Audio on the topic of human flourishing. This is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Education, found on the web at insideclassicaled.com.